Oh, in Jesus' name, Lord, again, I thank you for the praise. Oh, I thank you for the rejoicing. Lord, I'm so thankful for the confidence that nothing is hard for you. And Lord, it's in that praise that, Lord, we're beginning to really know, God, because of your faithfulness. That, Lord, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Lord, I'm so grateful to God that now there's a praise and a rejoicing and a thanksgiving, Lord, that, Lord, encompasses and incorporates, Lord, all of the time, God. And you do it. As I wait on the Lord, you will perform the good work which you've begun in me. God, I thank you in Jesus' name. Whatsoever we ask, you'll do it. That the Father would be glorified in the Son. And Lord, as thou hast believed, so be it done unto you. Lord, help us to believe today. God, believe your word. Lord, to walk in the light and to walk in the truth. And Lord, enlarge our steps in that today, God. That we would believe you, Lord, and truly know that you are for us. And if you be for us, who could be against us? Jesus, thank you for the goodness. Hallelujah. Thank you for the mercy. Thank you for the grace. And thank you for the love. We just thank you for all things and in all things and through all things. In the wonderful name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Praise be to God. Open your Bibles to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And so grateful to God for this passage of Scripture here. But we'll just be in a little tiny part of a little tiny verse. But all so powerful in a little tiny thing. In verse 18 of the 5th chapter of 1 Thessalonians, it says, "In everything, give thanks." Did you hear that? In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. I'll tell you how many times I've heard over and over, what is the will of God for my life? What is my purpose? To thank Him. And to thank Him always and to continue to thank Him. And in everything, giving thanks to God. That's the will of God. How simple, amen? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But I'll tell you what, you think about how personal this is, brothers and sisters. This isn't just a quote. This is to you, concerning you. This is for each and every one of us individually. The will of God for your life is to give Him thanks in everything. Listen. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. I believe we're here today by the grace of God to be encouraged in the will of God. Amen? Amen? Amen. All right. Well, how precious and how simple, isn't it? Give Him thanks in everything. Everything. That's all inclusive, is it not? In the past, in the present, and in anything to come, Lord, I'm just thanking you. Because that's your will. I don't understand it. I don't get it. I'm not going to wait to feel like it. Because if I do, I'm going to miss it. In everything, I give you thanks. And brothers and sisters, I'll tell you what, I believe that there's never been a time that's been so challenging to give God thanks. And you think about it, we've never been in a time where people truly, come on now, have more materially than they've ever had in any other time. They have. And we can think we don't or we do or whatever, but naturally speaking, we are at a time that people have not had so much materially, yet we have never been at a time where people are so deprived of thankfulness. So lacking of thankfulness. And most importantly, I'm talking about God's people. God's precious people. We're immersed, brothers and sisters. I believe it again, in a time of great complaining. I believe that there's murmuring, blaming, accusing. All the things that the enemy wants. All the things that the enemy is the absolute director and originator of, because it gets us to get our minds off of Christ. Coveting is to a height upon this earth that it's never been. People desiring either more of what they have in an insatiable way, or people desiring what somebody else has, and it is a global plague. And that's the truth. And it's being encouraged more and more and more and more. And we understand that that is truly the spiritual wickedness of it all. God help us, brethren. The Word of God tells us so sweetly, godliness with contentment is great gain. See, notice it said godliness first. See, people can say, well, I'm content. Well, if you don't have godliness in your contentment, it's just your selfish pride. Know that. Just like man, oh, that's a humble man. No, if it's not God's humility on him, he's just proud in his humility. Know it. People don't like to hear the Word of God. Even God's people a lot of times don't like to hear the Word of God. But God help us, because godliness with contentment is great gain. It's gain that is super exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think gain. With contentment. Even the Word of God tells us, you know what, with food and raiment, therewith to be content. And I don't believe that we're just talking food and raiment here today, but let's be encouraged of the Lord. 2 Timothy 3:2 tells us that being ungrateful is wickedness. Being ungrateful is a wicked thing. And I'll tell you what, if this is beginning to cut anybody's heart here today, praise God, because we need to awaken here today that in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And I'm praising God today because I'm thankful like never before. Hallelujah. I'm grateful to God. There is a thankfulness in my heart by God's grace that I'm telling you exceeds any thankfulness I've ever had. See, not only does the thankfulness of Jesus in my heart overcome all the nonsense of this world, but I have come to know that the presence of sincere thankfulness to God is the evidence of deep faith. It's the truth. I'll tell you what, mark those that are thankful. Mark those that are happy in the Lord, because they're believing in the promises of God. I've said it many years ago, and I believe it very sincerely, given in the Word of God. Thankfulness is the evidence of great faith. Thankfulness is the evidence of great victory. Thankfulness, praise God, is the evidence of a full overcomer in Christ. Amen? You got to think about Caleb and Joshua. Why did they get to go into the promise? Because those were the only two of all of those ones that were just all horsed up that were thankful. That promise was given to all of them. Amen? It was all there. It was all the same. But they didn't look at the faithfulness of God, all of them. All they could see was the problems with the promise. There was no problems with the promise. The problem was in your unbelief. They didn't believe God had given it. And it was God's way to give it. God gave that promise with enemies in the land. Amen? Isn't that your life? Come on. My greatest enemy right here. These 7-8 inches between my ears. And that's the truth. Come on. I try to think it's everywhere else. No, it's in here. It's in my belief. Am I believing God or not? Am I believing God that He's even appointed the wicked for the day of evil? And I'll tell you what, there's a lot of wickedness that comes out our life, amen? But do I really believe that God divinely has ordered my steps? That wasn't an accident, that wasn't an oops, it wasn't, oh my goodness, it caught me a little bit by surprise, but we'll take care of this now? God doesn't work that way. He knows exactly. And praise be to God for Romans 8:28. And we know. And we know. We don't doubt. We don't wonder. We don't guess. It's not sometimes. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. Amen. Praise God. I know that for my life. And know that for your life. And I do know that for your life. Children of the King. Sons of God. Hallelujah. And if one of my brethren doesn't know that for me, I'm going to pray for them. Because they need to wake up. Because I know that in believing God, and His promises to me, He'll work that together for my good. But I'm telling you, it is so sweet. I am thankful for His word that's causing a thankfulness to rule and reign over everything in my life. And see, that's just His praise. That's just praise to Him and His glory. Hallelujah. But really, let's just cut right to it today. The height of spiritual thankfulness is living Paul's gospel. That's it. Come on. Amen. That's why this people in here that hears this truth of the mark for the prize for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, there's no excuse. We should be the most thankful people that ever touched the face of this earth. And that is truth. And you know it. Now that's an encouragement. It's an encouragement to wake up. Amen? It's encouragement to lift my eyes and to lift my face unto Him. Amen? Come on. This is what it's about. This is family talk time. We're sitting at the table, brethren. Amen? We need to encourage one another in the things of God. The Father has given us all. He didn't cut anything short to us. He's given it all to us. Come on. We're at the feast. We're here at family time. We're out from among them. We've come, hallelujah, out of the camp. We're to Him. And this is what He's got. Now, Paul's full overcomer bridal message knows that everything about you, every event about you is the perfection to win eternity's best, and there is no mistake. Oh, yes. Can you praise the Lord for that? I'm not saying you've made the right decision every time, because you haven't. You've made some real wrong ones. You truly have lived in moments of not believing. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And that is what a revelation of His precious grace and mercy. Amen. Thank God. But brothers and sisters, make no bones about this. I'll tell you, every event, everything about you is the perfection to win eternity's best, and there are no mistakes. Now, how do you know that? You know that because of Paul's gospel's thankfulness knowledge. Paul's gospel's got a thankfulness knowledge that cannot be defeated. It's the truth, isn't it? Amen? Because you know it's the grace of God. You know it's the grace of God that is with you. You know it's His work. Hallelujah. You know that you are His workmanship. Amen? You know that if He be for you, who could be against you? Amen? You know that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen? Amen? Amen. And He will perform the good work which He has begun in you. Amen? Amen? Amen. That's the Paul's gospel thankfulness knowledge that, praise God, that even when I do succeed, hallelujah, you know it wasn't me. It was the grace of God that is with me. Hallelujah. And you thank Him for that. Amen? You love it. It's precious, isn't it? Lord, that's You. Thank You. Thank You, thank You. And praise God for the Paul's gospel thankfulness that comes even when there is great loss. Even when I didn't make the right decision. Even when I did truly go out in my best and it did not work out that way. Lord, I trusted You for this. But yet Paul's gospel thankfulness, I know the Lord giveth, O precious Job, and I know the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. See, that's Paul's gospel thankfulness. See, man's going to weigh it a lot of different ways here. Don't even want to talk about that. But you know that prosper and be in health and all of that kind of nonsense and things of that nature. Come on now. We're not children here. We put away those childish things long time back. And by the grace of God, we're walking by faith. Hallelujah. And the most holy faith, as the Word of God has given us. Now, Peter got this in such a mighty way. Turn on over to 1 Peter. And I love, praise God, the transformation, all because of the grace of God that is with Peter, throughout his life and how it had to be grace. And how Peter said at the very end, which is on the front steps of this church. I love that. 2 Peter 3:18. Grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Nobody better to write that than Peter, would it be? Amen. Thank the Lord. We know that was the Spirit that did it. But thank God for the hand that it came through. It's just like with the Apostle Paul. He was the chiefest sinner. Who would have been the best one to say, you know what? This guy can have my best. And matter of fact, I'm going to bring that message of the bride of Christ through the most wicked of all. So we don't need any excuses out here, do we? You know, say, well, I was second. Doesn't matter. First got it. Amen. See, there you go. So we know that God does this. And we're so thankful. But in 1 Peter chapter 1, 6 and 7, it says, wherein ye greatly rejoice. See, there's that thankfulness. Though now for a season it needs be. There's a necessity to this. Ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, trials. And call them what they are, temptations. We don't like temptations. Brother James said, count it all joy when you're in manifold temptation. Huh? Count it all joy when you're being attacked. It freaks the devil out. It does. What is he doing? He's praising God for that. Oh, yes, he is. Because of the grace of God that's with him. You want the mind of Christ or you want the mind of man? You want to try to go in your own strength and your own accountability and miserably fail because of dirty self-righteousness? Or do you want to believe in the power of the grace of God? Amen. God help us. Amen. But it goes on here, it says, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season it need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. And I'll tell you what, you bring that right over into Revelation 4, that's the praise of the four living ones. Praise, honor, glory, thanksgiving to God. See, Peter was ministering to us. Amen? Those prophets ministering to us. Hallelujah. You want that praise? You want to be that company that sings, holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty? You want that praise in your heart? This is how it comes. You're in season. You're in this season. Praise God. And just like a good meal, you're being seasoned. Oh, what a feast is coming. Hallelujah. And here it is. See, Peter gives thanks for grief and hardship because through them and them alone, faith is proved real. Faith is proved genuine. And the result is praise, glory, and honor when Jesus appears. Hallelujah. See, there's no doubt about this, but we need to be encouraged in this. We know this, but why do I forget it in the trial? We know this, but why is, well, this trial's different. No, it's not. No, it's not. This is what he does, and he'll do it time and time and time again because there's a pressing going on. He's coming. Now, this is the thankfulness that God is so faithfully working in us. This is the thankfulness that to many surprises them, like your co-workers and even different ones, when there's this great testing and yet you're at peace. What's wrong with her? That's bugging me. She should have taken time out. Huh? Why is she reading that Bible more? Can they do that in this workplace? Don't matter. But see, that's the knowledge of the love of Christ, his bridal message, brothers and sisters, that causes us to rise up in thankfulness and thankfulness beyond to know that we're privileged to suffer for his namesake. To know, praise God, that you have been called and chosen and given this precious, wondrous message. The message of the glory of his grace in you. Amen. To be joint heirs as husband and wife with Jesus Christ. But the requirement, honey, you have to be willing to suffer together with me. If you're wanting to reign with me, If you want that place that you see that I want for you. See, this isn't something that I see that I want for me. This is what Jesus wants for me. He wants me to rule and reign with Him. He wants me to be His wife. He's brought me this message and this wonderful wooing and this proposal. He had to make me aware of it. He had to make me know this. He had to make me see this. Give me the opportunity. And then praise God. Draw me, Lord. Draw my heart more, Lord. Oh, and then He says, okay, I'm coming from those words. I heard them words. I've come for thy words. Isn't that wonderful? And He never ceases to come for them. He continues and He lets you know, I prefer you. Hallelujah. I saw you. Hallelujah. Ages past in my son. Hallelujah. See, this is that fellowship we're talking about. And brothers and sisters, it is. It's such a glory to know that, Lord, You're allowing me by Your grace to suffer together with You willingly, that I might be even glorified together with You. But then, wait a second here. Could this even be a greater praise of thanksgiving in my life? That brings even more glory to Him. That even when I have run so well, even when I have walked this wondrous victory of Paul's gospel life, and then I so miserably fail. And I mean, it shocks the brethren. Whoa. No, yeah, you know. I'm talking some powerful lives. I'm talking examples like David. That brother who, oh, he'd sing his praises. He wrote all them psalms, didn't he? Wasn't he the one in there, going there to that tent and play for Saul? And he could get that evil spirit to just settle right down. Wasn't he the one that just danced before the Lord naked and right in front of everybody and said, who are you? You're going to tell me to stop? I'm going to do this more. Huh? But man, look what he did. Was it ever real to him? I wonder if David was saved. Come on, you know how people get. Huh? Oh, he never really believed the Lord. He never really saw that. God forbid I ever have a heart like that. Because see, that's the greatest glory. It really is. When I've run so well, but then I fail. And yet the most glorious praise, that thanksgiving to God, like He has brought into my heart like I've never known before. To praise Him for that infirmity. To thank the Lord, to lift up my hands and say, Lord, I'm so grateful for Your mercy. Oh, I praise You. I know that my familiar friends, they want me to stay down. They wonder, oh my goodness, what did he do? I don't ever know if this can be repaired, but my goodness, that's when I have known like never before the power of Christ, that love resting upon my heart and my life so much. That has risen me right out of every bit of my and anybody else's guilt and shame for me. And I'm going to tell you something. I thank you, brothers and sisters, that have taken that grace and have risen out of that shame. There is not a greater testimony to my life. There is not a greater supplying that I've ever received than my brethren, hallelujah, that have taken the grace of God and have not allowed the enemy to trash their life with guilt and shame and stay in defeat. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. I was thankful when I was up at camp. A sweet sister, she came to me and she said, oh, I wish, brother, there was something so different about my life. She said, oh, I, sister so-and-so and this and that, I love them so much. They're so easy to love. They're so kind. They're so endearing. She said, I wish I was like them. And it was so sincere and it was so sad. It hurt my heart. She said, I feel like I'm a porcupine. You just can't get close to me. I'm hard to love. But then so sweet, she said, you know, I've been appreciating the ministering of the grace of God, that I'm learning to thank God for who I am. Now stay with me. Who I am, that I am perfect even in my infirmities. And I appreciated this statement so much. Not that I settle to be hard to be loved. Not that I settle into that. But I embrace the challenge, knowing that by this infirmity, I am specially made for Him. Praise God! Somebody got it. Hallelujah! That's wonderful. And I rejoice in that mercy of grace. Hallelujah! That He pours out on us. And it's not just pouring this mercy and grace upon us to lift us, brothers and sisters, but that lifting lets us know the perfection of who we are in Christ. The perfection of our being. Listen to this. I'm wonderfully and fearfully made. I'm wonderfully and fearfully made for Him. I'm wonderfully and fearfully made for His hands. I'm wonderfully and fearfully made for His grace. I am wonderfully and fearfully made for His embrace. I thank Jesus today that I am completely needy upon Him. I thank Jesus today, hallelujah, that He abundantly supplies my every need. And I'll tell you what, I can see it now. I'm coming out of the wilderness. Because I'm learning to lean. Hallelujah. And I lean by being thankful. And everything. You wanna battle? You wanna fight? You wanna be victorious? Thank God. Thank Him. Begin to thank Him. Thank Him for trial in your home. That will turn the tide. I know people look at me, what are you saying? I'm saying what the Word of God tells you. Give Him thanks in all things. Because when you begin to thank the Lord, you begin to receive the mind of Christ. When you begin to thank the Lord, that's when you begin to live the power of His grace. We're going to shut this up. Let's get it. Let's get this today. Amen? Let's quit being ungrateful. Quit being ungrateful. When that, and I'm telling you, that's a sin that so easily besets you. That's unbelief. You're not believing God to give Him thanks in all things. Something's tempting you real bad. Thank you, Jesus. That will quicken that life of Christ in you. Huh? It will. Praise incorporates. Praise captivates. Praise by the grace of God doesn't have any room for all of the other stuff. It's the joy. It's the wine that's poured into the skin that gets the dross out. It's thankfulness and praise. It's not my duty and my self-will and my accountability. It's the thankfulness to God that does it. I'm a living testimony of it. I'm telling you time and time again, I've wanted things out of my life. There's still things He's working on. But I'm learning. You're the one that does the work. It's your workmanship. Praise God. I thank You for it. And I'm thankful to God. He gets me to lay Him down, honey. It's time to lay Him down. That thorn, praise God, okay. I'll take that one. But that one just gives me so much great fellowship with You, honey. We're going to leave that one in. Now, I'll tell you, get to looking at Jesus. Get to looking at His Word. Get to looking at the treasure of His promises to you and get your eyes off yourself. His grace is so spectacular, brothers and sisters. It's just beyond the victories of the brethren. I thank God for you all. Praise the Lord. I thank God for you all. Hallelujah. I thank God for you all. I thank God for the keeping power of His grace. Hallelujah. You're missing it if you're not entering into this. We're on this great battlefield. Get a vision of it. Hallelujah. This is good soldier time. I love to see my comrades, hallelujah, kicking it. You know what I'm saying. Come on. I love that power. We're more than conquerors through Christ who loves us. Amen. And it's going on. That enemy ain't gaining. He's not. Hallelujah. We stand. We stand. Having done all to stand. Amen. And it's in thankfulness of praise. And it's being thankful in all these things. Believe what you know. And rejoice in what's fully been given. And praise be to God. In everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Praise God. Oh, in Jesus' name. Jesus.
Hallelujah. Senora. Tamaya. Senora. Yes. Yes. Jesus. My grace is divine. And it acts on the heart with gratitude.
While every head is bowed, Lord, we thank you. And Lord, it is. That is the grace of God that gives us the thankfulness. Lord, thank you again for you that causes our hearts to be moved. Lord, thank you for this outpouring today, Lord God of your love. Thank you that you've opened our hearts this morning. And Lord, let us know these things, Jesus. Let us not be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Lord, let us be ones that would even, Lord, I desire to have that joy. I desire, Lord, to have a thankfulness that might leap me out of a pew someday. That this isn't a strange thing. I've gotten up in an event maybe and cheered for football or basketball. How about having thankfulness, Lord, that I'm cheering for my Lord and Savior, my soon coming bridegroom. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, just continue, Lord, to stir our hearts in this, God. And thank you again that you make it so real and personal. It concerns us. Thank you again, our precious, loving Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.